Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to an all new episode of Talk with Turk. You came to the right place for the tea today. I'm giving y'all Fantastic Fridays. It's time to talk about some music real quick. That's all I came here to talk about today. All of the new releases, because I want to keep y'all abreast with everything that's coming out in terms of the music. Because we just talked about reality TV on yesterday's episode. So today, I wanted to just come on and just give y'all a little freebie episode, you know, a little filler episode, until the next episode comes out, which will be Billboard Baby. And you guys will love that interview. Me and my lovely co-host, Coco B, will be doing an interview with Billboard Baby, who's currently on Deb's House on All Black Network, which you can also catch for free on Mr. World Premiere or Broken Silence. For all of my black people out there who watch all the black shows, that's the place that you go to watch all of your shows for free. So shout out to them for making sure that they keep us abreast with all the new shows as well. But I want to talk about new music. So Marsha Ambrosius, I don't know how to say her name correctly all these years, but she has put out an album called Casablanca. And one of the records that stood out and that is a fan favorite right now is called Wet. So you guys go and check that out. It's amazing. I love the song. And she also hit some whistle tones near the end. She freaking ate. And y'all know she's very talented and she can sing. She has a beautiful tone. I love it. Eric Benet and Tamar Braxton dropped a song called Something We Can Make Love To. It's a very authentic R&B contemporary song that, you know, we got back in the day. That's what the feel is giving, you know what I'm saying? Something like, kind of like Joe. But Eric Benet, he always sticks to his type of genre. Like, his sound has always remained the same, and he's always been authentic in his sound, and he's a songwriter, producer, all of that great stuff. So him and Tamar got together and made Magic, so you guys go and check that out as well. Now JT and Jeezy dropped Okay, the remix, and when I tell you the City Girl and the Snowman ate, okay, y'all need to check that out. Jeezy came back and reminded y'all that I'm still Jeezy, I'm still the Snowman, I'm still him. Like, regardless of what I'm going through with my ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, like, I'm still him, I'm still Jeezy. And he reminded y'all so into the Kendrick and Drake beef, I'm still Jeezy. And I think that's all that he really had to say. So he got on the track and really just talked his shit. And that's why everybody's loving it. They love the beat change. They love the bass change. Like, to make it sound like a Jeezy record. And it was good. Like, no, I have no complaints. So Kalani's album called Crash is out as well. Make sure you guys go and check that out. Her hit right now is After Hours and also Next to You. So she has a few up there, and she's also going on tour with Flo very soon. So make sure that you guys get your tickets. Flo will be opening up for her, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do meet and greet. So I just told my fiance we're going to be doing the same thing. So we are also going to the Escape concert. Escape and SWV concert. We got meet and greet tickets for that as well, and I'm so ready. I'm so amped to meet them. I've been seeing clips already. They've been singing together on stage. The first night, Tamika broke down about her sister when she was singing The Arms of the One Who Love You, and it was such a moment. They were on the stage with SWV, so Coco went over and consoled her, and they've been singing gospel songs like Clark Sisters, You Brought the Sunshine, so they're adding gospel into the show. I've been seeing clips, and I'm so excited. I'm so ready. Speaking of SWV, they just did a Tiny Desk, which I will be streaming on this episode. So hopefully we don't get the episode taken down, but I believe that we will be able to exclusively play it because it's not a exclusive track. So we will be trying to get that into the episode so you guys can vibe out to it. They did good. SWV all together. They had their background singers, and one of the background singers was Coco's son, J. Michael, and he also had a small part in that Tiny Desk with his mom, a little moment, and it was very cute. It was very cute. So new music from new artists that you guys have never heard. Ebony Riley, she has a song out called Where They At. I love the single. I love the vibe of the song. It's talking about like where the boys at, basically. Y'all remember like OMG Girls, where the boys at, where the boys at? Like, it's something like that, but more of an R&B nature type of vibe. I came across this girl called Una Mia, and she has a song out called Nothing from her album Airborne. Love it, love it, love it. It's a very great pop song. There's another song called Faith and Sight. It's a single by Zakari and Beam. I have never heard of either one of them. I think I've heard of Zakari's name before, but the song is basically what it's talking about, faith and sight. So go and check that out. Raven Lane, she has a song called Dream Girl with Ty Dolla $ign from her album Bird's Eye. I've never seen her before, but I feel like I've heard her name as well, being tossed into the sauce before somewhere or on a concert or a show. So I've heard of her. So I came across her new song last night. You guys go and check that out. Will Smith dropped a song with Friday and the Sunday Service Choir called You Can Make It. And I actually like it. Like, Will Smith is rapping up there about trials and tribulations and, you know, how people can get through it, and just giving people a word of motivation and just speaking encouragement into their life. So it was a very good single. Solid. Love it. Dolce, she has a song out called Rocket that she did for Sprite Limelight commercial. It's a whole video and a single called Rocket. It's cute. Dolce never misses, and so you guys go and check that out. Let's see, Omar Apollo, you guys probably haven't never heard of him, and if you have, then you are a music lover. His song called Done With You from his album God Said No, and the single cover actually will make you go and want to listen to it. It's just a album cover with him sitting in a blue background with a big fur on and a cross chain and like this old El DeBarge type of wig or hairstyle. I don't know if it's a hairstyle or a hairpiece, but love it. Lisa dropped a song called Rockstar. Lisa is from the K-pop group Blackpink, and she was more of the let's see, Season Salt type of K-pop girl, if you get from the group. Like, she had the most swag, the most sauce, and she dropped her single Rockstar, which has already accumulated over 20 million views on YouTube, her video. So it's going to be a hit. It's already said to be a hit. Chance the Rapper has a new song out called Stars Out, and I love the direction of the single. It's a great vibe. He's actually still spitting. He's still doing what he does best, making a good creative piece of work. So go and check that out. Lucky Day, always delivering. He has a song out called Think Different. Go and check that out as well. Now, the two albums that I want to talk about, Camila Cabello, she has an album out called CXOXO. And she has a few features up there with Playboi Carti, Lil Nas X, JT, and Young Miami. Drake, BLP Kosher, Drake has his own song up there. Then she has like samples as well, like for Dreamgirls, she sampled The Dream. He like, ooh, ooh, baby, like she sampled that song as well. And so it's a good solid album. My favorites so far are Dade County Dreaming with JT and Young Miami. I love it, of course. Let's see, Hot Uptown was definitely cute with Drake. Drake has his own song called Ugly. That was good. Dreamgirls, the sample was T. Loved it. And the rest of the album is just kind of like fillers for the album. Like, it's just vibe. It's a cute vibe. And she dropped her album 1 week after Normani's Dopamine album. So I don't know if that was shade or if the music industry already knew what was going on. If that's just their way of always connecting those girls together at some point. But needless to say, they both dropped the album weeks apart and I like it. Cupcake. Now, y'all know Cupcake is very XXX rated. She dropped an album called Dauntless Manifesto. It's a few songs that I actually liked. I like Grilla Niggas, I like Dora, I like Queef, and Nun Nun. Those are the ones that I seem to put an asterisk beside on my Apple Music. And so you can also go check out my Apple Music and go listen to the songs that I just recently listened to and what I'm listening to at the moment. So I have an Apple Music profile. You can go listen to see what I just listened to. Lil Nas dropped a song, Here We Go, from the Netflix film Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. Don't know what that's about, but I listened to it. It's a solid Lil Nas X single. Y'all know how he does. I don't know what the theme of the song entails. I haven't done much research on it, but if y'all like Lil Nas X, go check that out. Bebe Rexha dropped a new like club single, like white club single called I'm the Drama. The beat is kind of catchy when it gets to the chorus. Love it. Go check it out. Tinashe dropped her next single, Getting No Sleep, coming from her Quantum Baby album that is dropping in August, you guys. So we're going to be waiting for that album. She's always delivering when it comes to her songs, her mixtapes, and all of that good stuff. And so that's all the music that I have for you guys that I want to talk about. There's nothing else that I think I really want to discuss today, except for the blackout, the Barbs blackout. So if anyone doesn't know, the Barbs are doing a blackout right now. It's a 7-day activity plan. So we are prepping for a blackout in order to not be used by other labels for certain rollouts and releases. The Barbs are going to hush and hush. If you are a Barb, find yourself wondering what this means, what you can do, and how to achieve smart Barb status. Keep reading for a few activities you can do. In an interview, someone spoke about how they created this plan and the variety of things that Barbs can do to join in. And so we're basically not going to be able to be baited by paid blogs and rappers who want promotion and easy access to an algorithm. And y'all gonna see how much of the female rap share is controlled by the Barbs and how much we support it and how much we move music and move units for other female rappers, and not only just our female rapper that we like, but other female rappers we've been supporting. You've seen the decline in Ice Spice after we stopped supporting as far as her followers and listenership. And we're going to see the same thing with these girls that are about to drop singles and albums and stuff like that, if you know what I mean. And so if you are a Barb, just make sure that you are on blackout. You're not speaking about anything that is not Nicki related or not supporting her, and you'll be good in as far as being in the kingdom. And so that's all that I want to speak about today. Make sure y'all go and check out those singles. If you are subscribed to the Spotify episodes and you have a Spotify subscription with me, you'll be able to listen to the full Spotify song in full with the episode of all the new songs that I just talked about that will be added to the episode. If not, you'll only be able to hear 30 seconds. And on the other episodes, on all the other platforms, you won't hear none of that music, unfortunately, but you will be able to hear some underground music, some music that I always am able to play for free on the episode and vibe out. And then you can just go outside and look for those music, those songs, as I'm speaking about them on the episode and in this segment. So once again, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.